Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it no matter what the people say.
Atlanta Rhythm Section, bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Brian Matamore is here. He's the founder of Matamore Group, author of 21 Days to a Big Idea, also Idea Stormers. Brian, I need your website, please.
Well, it's growth-engine.com. Pretty straightforward,
yeah. Growth-engine.com. Tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Oh, it lists six of our services, for instance. There's a nice young person on the cover, you know, to appeal to the younger brand managers out there. But, yeah, it talks about our services like disruptive wargaming and ideation and qualitative research, et cetera, et cetera. Everything that's involved in sort of innovating new ideas is on the website.
Good. So we're talking about an upcoming book that Brian's written, Solving Impossible Challenges, that'll be out next year. And we're talking about some of the things that really, in some ways, it keeps coming back. These kind of things keep coming back to getting out of our own way. What do you think about that? Isn't that a heavy part of, a big part of what you do, help people get out of their own way?
God, that is such an incisive, brilliant, great, whatever word I could think of to describe that. It's absolutely true. It's we set up our sort of mental boxes, and a big part of what we do at Growth Engine is questioning those, whether it's questioning assumptions or doing wishing, you know, using all these techniques to help people sort of get out of their constraints. And these are both business constraints but also personal constraints. Mm-hmm. Hey, by the way, Jim, I should mention, I didn't want to leave your listeners hanging. To get over the procrastination thing, one of the techniques we use is mind mapping, and people can go online, and there are all kinds of great how-tos on mind mapping. Anybody who's a procrastinator that's what I share in the book.
And I'm going to stick in there a comment from one of my mentors who said to me one time, he said, check your position. I was struggling one time, and he said, check your position. And what he meant was, look around you. So if you're a procrastinator, but you're successful, you're basically a successful person, but your method is to procrastinate, well, you know, maybe that's your method. You know, everybody, you know, I mean, you and I both know plenty of people who have orderly desks who don't get anything done, and other people whose offices are train wrecks, and they're productive as heck, you know. So everybody has their own method, right? I don't think we should pigeonhole ourselves and beat ourselves up too much. I think we need to check our position. Are we being successful? Will the dogs eat our dog food? What do you think?
Well, absolutely. You know, James Patterson. You look at his process of writing. He's a massive, you know, very detail-oriented outliner of his books, and you mm-hmm. look at Elmore Leonard, he just starts a thing and starts writing. So, you know, you have two extremes here. Same thing with, you know, messy desk versus not. You know, one of the studies they did early on at, you know, Lucent, Bell Labs, whatever, was, you know, one of the only things they could find common to some of the more creative people was messy desks. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you know.
I am so happy to hear you say that. You have no idea how much you just made my day. Would you say that again? Say that last part again.
Sure, yeah. Bell Labs did a study of creative executives, and they discovered the only factor that they could find common to all these very creative business people was a messy desk.
That's the most exciting thing I've heard all year.
I don't know if it's a prerequisite, but it certainly is something that you'll
find.
Well,
one way to keep people from coming in your office is to make it look like a place they don't want to be. So that, I got to tell you, that there is a certain advantage to that. So I don't have any food, you know, laying around in my office. I will say that. I throw that away. So what else do we need to know?
If you think about it, it kind of makes sense because you're about making creative connections between things.
Right.
If you have all these things around, you can make some of these synchronistic, unexpected connections between things. Certainly Ray Bradbury had this unbelievable office filled with all these crazy things, and that's where he would get a lot of his story
right.
ideas. So there is some rationale about why that would be.
Well, if you think, you know, and if you think about it, look, think of the Beautiful Mind story, that movie. If you've ever seen that movie, you got to watch that movie. It's awesome.
It's a great movie. Yeah.
But remember how he Russell would Crowe. See numbers? He would all these things on the wall, and a certain set of a certain piece of information would coalesce into something from all of that. I think that's what we all do to some degree. And that's, and I think back to what the word I used, I think that becomes our method. And if it works, check your position. If you're being successful, you know, don't stop. What do you think?
Well, I agree. And, you know, the wonderful thing about the human brain is it is that we are pattern finders, right? So you're looking for patterns, whether you realize it or not. And, you know, if you doubt that, think about the crossword puzzle effect. You're working on this thing, and you can't think of it, and the next morning you come up with the idea because your brain has worked through the pattern-making ability of this. And that's, you know, one of our techniques is whiteboard, where people put stuff on the walls just so they can, you know, randomly, if you will, find patterns between things that were not connected before.
Well, the other
that's
thing
– the nature of creativity.
The other thing that I've learned
connections.
Is seeing your ideas looking back at you from a piece of paper or a whiteboard is powerful, isn't it?
Absolutely, because then it gives your brain the things to connect that have been explicit. So you look at the history of ideas, you will find great thinkers, most of them kept journal because they wanted to reintroduce their thoughts.
Brian, I got to wrap it up. Growth-engine.com, is that right?
It is, yep.
All right. Thanks, Brian. Yeah. Come back soon. Brian Matamore, ladies and gentlemen.
Right,
he'll
Jim.
Be back another day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.